Again, as we begin the share, I want to thank the Glogora family for sponsoring today's event. Yilanishmas Yehuda ben Yeshua Halevi. This year should be Yilanishmas Yehuda ben Yeshua Halevi, the person who embodied the process of Kavana B'Tfila. Before we do the halachic part of it, I just want to add, Kavana B'Tfila is something which is hashkafically is very important. The Rebbe Lapiansky will talk about at the end, a few minutes, about from the world of the approach of Achshava, Hashkafa, the concept of Kavana B'Tfila. But we hope that as you went through the packet, you were exposed to this idea that Kavana B'Tfila is an act of talking to your Creator. Tfila is the act of talking to Creator, and Kavana just means that process of talking to Creator. So I'm just going to introduce one story, and then we'll go to the room in the packet. Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal, I heard from his grandson that he used to daven in a conversational voice. He didn't sing, he didn't get loud, he didn't do any of those things which we do to have better kavanah in our davening. He spoke to his Creator. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, how are you today? Good morning, it's so nice to see you. He was talking. It's a tefillah, it's a conversation. Human being is talking to his Creator. It's the most tremendous thing in the world, a human being to be able to talk to his Creator. It's a chesed. The Mishael Sharm says, and at one point, before a person davens, they should stop for a moment and think about the chesed of Hashem that he allows us to speak to him. And if you stop for a moment to think about it, I mentioned this yesterday by the Bar Mitzvah, by the Man Bar Mitzvah, that the gap between a human being, a finite in the human being, and his Creator is greater than the gap of an amoeba and myself. And if an amoeba would start talking to me, I would probably not find it very interesting. I'd not be fascinated by it. I wouldn't be interested in trying helping him. I couldn't care less about an amoeba. Right? The gap between a human being and his Creator is much greater than that. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is interested in what we have to say. He wants to hear from us. So the act of tefillah is a tremendously powerful concept. It's beyond our comprehension to understand that tefillah should exist. And when we do it, and it's the moment of Amida, the Tnei Hashem talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which we've been introduced to, is a beautiful thing. One last point before I start. It's beautiful to see so many different members of the community from so many different shuls being present here. We have the people normally davening yeshiva. We have members of Shomrei. We've had people from Silver Spring Jewish Center. We have from KMS. We have from Aharat Torah. We have from Chabad. We have people from Woodside. We have people from Potomac. It's just a beautiful thing to people from White Oak to see the community coming together to learn Torah together. Okay. Let's start with the Gemara page, the first page of the Gemara, Brachas Alamon Abayis. We'll start with the Mishnah. So that before a person starts davening, we want the person to be in a state of seriousness. Tefillah should start with being serious, covered rosh. Serious, rosh is a hachnoah. Person is lowering himself in front of his Creator. So the Chassidim Rishonim, before they would start davening, they would actually prepare. And they would wait for an hour before they said davening. Before you understand, that means that it's included in brachas, sukkah zimra, birchas kriyashma, is all included in the hour beforehand. The Mor actually says that they would do this by all three tefillahs. They would do this by mincha and marav as well. So before they would daven any one of the shmoneh esreis, they would, for an hour beforehand, they would do this process of focus, helping themselves be mechavin liyabim lavia shemashemayim. The kirsa of the Rebbe Yonah, as you saw, of the Rif was aviyam lamakim. They're going to focus their hearts lamakim to Hashem. Fil melech shlomo shel b'shlomo lo yashivenu fil nachash karach lekeber lo yafsik. Shemoneh Esrei is an act of talking to your Creator. So you're talking to the King. The Morris is a story that there was one time a Amara was davening, and a very important personage came by, and he did not interrupt to talk to greet the person. So he says, "By doing so, after you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you forfeited your life. Not greeting this governor is considered a capital offense." He says, "Imagine if you're standing in front of the emperor, and you came along. What should I interrupt to say hello to you?" He said, "Of course not. You're talking to the emperor." So, "Well, I'm talking to the King of Kings. I cannot interrupt." He said, "Okay, that's a good argument. I'm not suggesting necessarily you get a halacha says if you're dealing with a melech which might kill you, you should interrupt." So comes the pashas is doicha. So this is the halacha lemaisa. shouldn't be negega, but the concept that even the melech is secondary to Kadosh Baruch Hu is very logical if we think about it. We're talking to Hashem. So Mishnah seems very straightforward. Now, what the Mishnah says is the Chassidim and Rishonim were waiting 1 hour to be Mechav and Libam. So we say 1 hour to be Mechav and Libam. It says that was the Chassidim and Rishonim. So what about the non-Chassidim and Rishonim? So we could... What? Misnagdim. Okay, right. It's the Chassidim and Rishonim, right? Okay. So the non-Chassidim and Rishonim, so what was with them? So they... is the point they didn't wait an hour? Is that the point? Or the point was that they were Mechav and Libam. So it's, what was unique, we're saying this is unique to these especially pious people, that they were able to do this. What was unique to them was the waiting, but everybody has to be Mechav and Libam, not just them. Or what was unique to them was being Mechav and Libam, Levi Yashav HaShemayim, and that was unique to them, whereas the province of the average person is not necessarily so. So that's not clear in the Mishnah. What was the special province of the Chassidim and Rishonim, and what is for all of us? Okay, let's go to the next page first. So the more brings a brisa, it says that a person davens, he has to be mechaven liboy. So this word kavana, let's see if we can put a translation on it. We'll call it focus. The word at kavana kivun is actually a direction. It's directed. You're directing your thought on something. Directed thought. That's how Rabbi Arya Kaplan suggests in one place, which translated as directed thought. So we're directing our thought to the tefillah. So let's say you can't do that. That's difficult to have your kavanah all of Shemon Esrei. So it's not a new problem that we have of keeping our focus in Shemon Esrei. We want the person to be mechav and libo at least in one of the brachas. He says one of the brachas sounds like you can pick whatever one you want. You know, for me it's very dear the request for das. I need das. So I should focus on das. No, the more it's a general choice, you must focus in the first bracha, the bracha of Ovis. Okay, so we have the Mishnah that they prepared for an hour, it's Mechav and Libam, and then we have this Gemara about being Mechav, which you said that it's good enough in one bracha, at least B'di'evet, it's good enough with one bracha. Is this Kavanah the same Kavanah? We would assume it's the same Kavanah, there's no reason to believe this is two different Kavanahs. We would assume it's the same Kavanah. Okay. Now let's go back to the first page, Lama Mabez. There's a Gemara before. The Gemara brings a story that Rechiah bar Abba Tzoli b'hadr Tzoli. Rechiah bar Abba davened twice. He davened Shemon Esrei. The word Tzoli is Aramaic for tefillah. Tizkat Otzlo, son of Oson. We talk about accepted tefillahs of Klai, so that's the same word. So he davened, and then he davened a second time. Amal Reb Zera, my time of Admar Hachi. So Reb Zera asked Rechiah bar Abba, why did you daven twice? Ilema Meshum Dolochibin Mar Daite, if the reason is because you didn't have Kavanah. So it means you daven once and realize you didn't have kavanah, so you daven a second time. So Rabbi Elazar said, La'olam yodam odam es atzmoi. Person should estimate. Before you start davening, you need to actually sit and think, can I daven be kavanah or not? If I could, daven. If I feel that I can't, I shouldn't daven. The Gemara brings stories about certain Amoroyim that they would when they were coming back from Minadera, that it was hard to, you know, their travels were quite different than our travels. There was the dangers of the travels. There was traveling through these forests, the wild animals, no roads. The person comes in, he's come back, he's exhausted, physically and emotionally, mentally. So he had difficulty. They wouldn't daven for 3 days after they came back from a trip. Because they weren't Eldim Mechavan asleep. They weren't in Mechavan. So he said, how can you daven twice? Right? Yeah, obviously, you estimated beforehand, and if you estimated beforehand, you daven with kavanah. So, what are you davening a second time for? The Mor says it was a different issue. But the Mor introduces this halacha that a person should, before he starts davening, he should make an estimation, can he be mechaven or not? And if he cannot be mechaven, he should not daven. Again, so far, all we know is this word kavanah. We have the same word kavanah in all three times. We don't know what it means. Assume it means the same thing in all three places. Okay. The Tosis in Lama Dalam and Beis says, 1 second, we have a problem, because the more in Lama Dalam and Beis says, as long as you have Kavanah in the first bracha, it works. The more in Lama Dalam and Beis says, you can't start davening unless you can have Kavanah. So, which sounds like, as far as we know, Kavanah means for all of davening. So, but the more says in Lama Dalam and Beis, you don't need Kavanah for all of davening, at least be the Evan. So Tosis says, the shaded Tosis. which is Laman Amabeis. Loilam Yodam Odam Yomoid Odam Daitse in Yochel Lechav and Yispal Vim Lava Yispalo. Yesh Tafarish Hosam Nami Ba'achas Mehen. So we're going to have to explain that the more means one bracha. It means before you start Davin Shemoneh Esrei, you sit and stop and think for a second. Will I be able to have Kavon and Ovis? The answer is yes, I should daven. The answer is no, I shouldn't daven. So Tosfos puts the two to Gemara together that you don't need to have kavana. This halacha that you may not daven unless you have kavana, and you may not start unless you feel that you can have kavana, only applies to the bracha of Ovis. So if you feel that you can have kavana and Ovis, you can start. If not, don't start. So the more, again, we have this phrase, kavana, it seems to be very straightforward. It's the same pirish in all of them, etc. Comes along the Rebbeinu Yonah. Rebbeinu Yonah says, no, not so quick. So we're accustomed to understand the word kavana means pirish amilus. Right? Kavana means to understand what the words mean. So you have kavana for the pirish amilus. Lamiras hatfila. Have kavana, focus on the words. Focus on what you're saying. You want to focus on the words. That would be the simple understanding that we know. Directed thought, what are you directing your thought at? You're directing your thought at pirish amilus. Comes the Rebbeinu Yonah. The Rebbeinu Yonah has a problem in the language of the Mishnah. In our Mishnah, the Girsa is Keshechav Libim Laviyam Mishabash Shemayim. In the Girsa of the Rif, which Rebbeinu Yonah is written on the Rif, the Girsa is Keshechav Chavnas Libim Lamokum. Again, Trosham. So it has this word, Mechavan Libim, you should focus your heart, Lamokum Alavir Shabash Shemayim. The Gemara in Lamadala, which we quoted, Keshechavnas Libim, doesn't say Lamokum Laviyam Shabash Shemayim, it just says Shechavnas Libim. And there's also Gemara on Lam and Aleph and Aleph. He spells Tarshi Chavanas Liboy. Again, it does not say the word Lamokim or Lamiyashim Hashemayim. But in the Mishnah, it says that they the Chesidim Hashemayim, would wait an hour to be able to be a Chavan Libam, Lamiyashim Hashemayim or Lamokim. So Ben Yonah says, what is this Kavan? Okay, Kadesh Chavan Libam Lamokim. So the Ben Yonah says, Yesh Mephorshim, Kadesh Yiftu Tirdas Amachshavas, Yechav Libam Mir Satfilo. Simply, you come into davening. So you start davening by minchah, you say, Ashrei Yosher V'Yisrael, right? Fortunate are those who sit in the house of Hashem. Right? So Yerucham one time said, he says, you know, the guy comes in by minchah, he's rushing out afterwards. He's still back in the business place. He's saying, Ashrei Yosher V'Yisrael. You're not sitting in this house, you're sitting back where you came from. You're full of the streets, why are you saying, Ashrei Yosher V'Yisrael, right? You know, you're still busy with the street outside. So they spent an hour focusing in to get their mind up, remove all distractions, so they can focus on the words. Vezinir Lamari Harav. So the Rebbeinu Yonah was not written by the Rebbeinu Yonah, it was written by his Talmud. So whenever it says Kain Nira Lamari, that's how my Rebbe understood. He's referring to the Rebbeinu Yonah. So it's really written by the Talmid Rebbeinu Yonah. You're reading Talmid Rebbeinu Yonah. Vezinir Lamari Harav. Not for Rachman of Shaza, if you know what that stands for. Hashem should protect him and save him. The modern Hebrew version is Yitzu, Yishmereu, Tsuroi, V'Goyaloi. It's the same, so the Russian should save him and protect him. Dim Kain, Lohoyla Lamokim, Loyma Lamokim. El Litvilosim, Kreshi Chavnos Libim, Litvilosim. Mimchar Malibim, Lamokim to Hashem. Lavim Shashemaim, that's not really the phrase. Chavna Libam, so the Tfilah. You should focus on the words. Tochazin on the Kamon, because she is your Kavana, the Yin Amir Satfilah, Layomer Lamokim, El and Mesel, Sarshi Chavanus Liboy. And similar Dabra, Tochan Libam, Takshav Yiznecha. Okay, so the Gemara later on actually says, leaves out that word Lamokim, it just says you Chavanus Libam. So the phrase of being Mechavan for the words means the phrase Yachavanus Libam. Yachavanus Libam Lamokim means something else totally. It cannot mean pirish amilus because there's an extra word over here. Levade kachu apirish keshechavu shiyu libam sholim b'avodas amokim. Their goal is to focus on being serving a kodesh baruch hu properly. Yivadlo mi libam tanugei har lamazeh b'hanar yaseim. Remove the distractions of the interest of this world. Ki kishtaro libam mehevlo har lamazeh b'yu kabanosim b'roim mas Hashem ki atfilosim ritsuyam kubelis atnei amokim. So we do the process of tefillah, the act of coming close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not focusing on this world, not being interested in this world. I'm believing that my focus on my heart is Hashem. That's what tefillah is. Tefillah is, it requires, Chassidim Rishonim would do that extra process. That's actually what the pasuk means. So the Gemara on Laman Aleph, Laman Aleph, which says, Yichavim is libam, means pirish amilus. There the Gemara says, similar dover, because that's actually not what the pasuk means. What the pasuk means is what we're saying right now. Tachin libam, tachshiv aznecha. If you prepare your heart, Hashem will listen. Hashem's ear will hear because you're talking to Him. You're talking to Him. You're not talking to the wall. Right? You're talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that process is a process of. So then we're going to introduce those two kavanos. We have the Gemara Laman Aleph, Aman Aleph, which leaves out the word Lamakim. We have the Gemara Laman Aleph Beis, which again leaves out the word Lamakim. So we're going to assume it's the same Gemara. That means kavanah, Pir Shamilis. You should focus on what the words mean. Now the Chassidim Rishonim were doing something else above and beyond that. They were doing a process of preparing themselves to be able to be mechaven libam lamokim lavim shvashamayim. That the focus is going to be directly to Hashem. They're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not necessarily focusing on what the requests were. That's not the point. The point is the act of talking to your Creator. Ma'ase nemar tachon libam. So, we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu that He should prepare their hearts. Right? Hashem should prepare their hearts, meaning us. You know, we're talking to Hashem. You, Hashem, should prepare the hearts of the people here. Right? So, why we need to see after the Shema? Because it's not a very easy thing to do. To say the person should live in this world and his focus is not Tanugay Lamazah and the Hanos, it's very difficult, etc. See, Bahakhan Liva Mamilecha, we say in Davening, Hashem should be making our lev to Him. Well, there's Emar, Omar, Tisayosom, Batachan Livam Shia Torah, Kadesh Titaksha, Tfilosom, and therefore the Rashi, you'll want to listen to their Tfilos because they're focusing on you, not on other things, etc. That's the point of the Ben Yonah. That explains why it's not a valid proof. It's just a simon, etc. So Ben Yonah introduces a second kavanah. But again, the Ben Yonah does not say that that supersedes the kavanah Pir Shemilus, and that's the Ben Yonah on the next page, page 8. Hamispel Sok Shechavin Es Liboy. So this is the Gemara Laman Aleph Aman Aleph that he quoted. Klarmer Sok Shechavin Liboy Lamir Shemilus. You have to be mechavin what the words mean. So there are two kavanas that you must have. You must have a kavanah what the words mean. You must have a kavanah that you're talking to your Creator, you're standing in front of Hashem, you're not interested in anything else other than that. That's your focus, that's your interest. You're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, it explains why the Moral only says it's a similar dover, because the main pshat in the pasuk actually is not Pir Shemilus. Rather, the main kavanah is this other thought of talking to Hashem. Beautiful. Okay, so Ben Yonah introduces two kavanas. We don't know at this point in time how that plays out in the Gemara Lamed Aleph Beis. The Gemara says Ovis. Right? The Gemara says Kavanah is only an Ovis. So we have a Gemara on Lamed, the Mishnah Lamed Aleph Beis, have this special Kavanah, you're talking to Hashem. We have the Gemara Lamed Aleph Aman Aleph, but the Gemara says Mechavin, what the words mean. I have a Gemara Lamed Aleph Beis, which says only an Ovis. Right? That the rest of Shemana says not Ma'akev, it's only an Ovis. So based on these two Rebbeinu, we don't know. Furthermore, we should assume, based on his clue, when you just say the words Keshechav no libam, right, that means Pir Shemilus. When he says Chav no libam Laviyam Shvashamayim or Lamokim, that means this other special kavanah. So the more in Lamed Aleph Beis, which says Keshechav no libam, refer to Pir Shemilus. Right, so that we should assume that in Lamed Aleph Beis, the more is saying that Pir Shemilus is only effective and only relevant to Ovis, or it's Ma'akev at least. B'diavad, it's Ma'akev and Ovis. The rest of Shana say, if you don't have Pir Shemilus, you would be Yotzei. And this other Kavanah, we don't know what it is. Maybe it's not Ma'akev at all. We have no idea at this point in time how far you take the Chassidim Rishonim's other thought. Okay, comes the Rambam. Now, before we do the Rambam, please turn to the appendix for a second. The last, that's page 28. The Rambam, when he presents the halacha, it's very important to see the Rambam in context. The Rambam puts his halacha, it's very specifically where he puts them. So this is the whole perek dalel of Hilchos Tefillah. So let's just look at halacha aleph for a second. So we should do Rambam Akman, it's a tefillah. Api shagia zmano. It's time for the daven. Okay, great, go daven. No, 1 second. There's 5 things in your checklist you must check off that you have in place, otherwise you cannot start davening. So they're literally ma'akev, not ma'akev, whether it's a question of yoytze b'di'ev v'chav tefillah, they're ma'akev, they literally withhold tefillah. You may not start davening, they hold back the tefillah. You may not start davening unless you have these 5 things in place. What are the 5 things? Number 1, taras yadayim. Your hands have to be clean. Kisui erva, you have to be covered properly. The taras mokam tefillah, the place where you're davening, it has to be clean. So you can't have things which are going to distract you. Ramla is referring to the lachas of a person has to needs to use the bathroom. the kavanas alev and kavanas alev. So those five things are ma'akev, which if they don't have them in place, if there is in the place you're davening, there is something which is which would prevent the halach of tefillah, tzoya, something of that sort. You cannot daven there. You can't daven. That's relevant in all of Shemoneh Esrei. Person said, "Well, you know, he starts Shemoneh Esrei, and all of a sudden, the baby makes dirties his diaper." Okay, but I said obvious. You know, I said obvious already. No problems. So just rest Shemoneh Esrei. Not so important. So I can continue davening. You can't continue davening. The baby has dirty diapers, so the diaper, even if it smells, you can't continue davening. You would have to interrupt davening, and you'll ask your local Orthodox rabbi what to do in that situation. Okay, so in the Rambam, in that context, says kavanas alev. So then, in the context of kavanas alev, kisi erev, a person, you know, person starts davening, and then you know, wind comes and rips his clothing off, and he's not covered. He can't daven. Well, I said obvious properly. So, like, you know, who cares about the rest of Shemoneh Esrei? That's not true. This is relevant in all of Shemoneh Esrei, not just in the first bracha. In that context, Rambam says kavanas alev. Kavanas alev is something which is going to be ma'ake, but you may not start davening unless you can have kavanas alev. And that's the more lama amabez above, which says you cannot daven unless you can estimate that you're able to have kavanah. That's where the Rambam was getting it from. This is something which physically, practically, will prevent you from start davening. It's not b'diavad yotze, not b'diavad yotze. You may not daven unless this is in place. Let's go back to see the Rambam in the standard version, right? Page 9. So the Rambam had made his introduction in Halacha Aleph, then he goes to each one of them one by one. Kavanas alev ketzad. So what exactly does that mean? Called tefillah sheinah b'kavana eina tefillah. Person doesn't have kavana, davening, he's not called davening. Okay, so it's not just like, you know, I said the words. It's not tefillah. That's not what tefillah is. In any spalabala kavana, chazim ispalabala kavana. The more it says, tzoli b'havad tzoli. So you see, he did it a second time. Right? So the more suggested that would be a valid explanation, just as you shouldn't have started. But we understand, had you started without kavanah, yes, you should repeat yourself. That makes sense. So we understand from that Gemara that you daven a second time. Matzadaitim shabeshes, v'libra tarin, asoli spalachis yashav daita. You find that you're distracted, so you can't daven. Fiach abom nederach, let's see, brings the Gemara of the abom nederach, v'oyev ameitzer, asoli spalachis yashav daita, amacham yishash shloisha yomim, achi yanuach, l'izkar daita, l'achak yispalo. We don't keep this halacha because Nebuch, like we see later on in the booklet, we're not very good at having kavanah anyway, so we're not makbel in this halacha. But really, make a dinner person theoretically, that's where we should be. Okay, ketziyak halacha tezayin, ketziyak kavanah. What is this kavanah? Shifanas liba mikol amachshavus. You should remove all of the thoughts, and you have direct the thought. You know, so some people describe our minds as like, you know, it's like a little kid. You know, you tell it to go point here, he goes there, right? So the challenge of kavanah is to focus our mind in and direct it to a certain thought. So you should take away all other thoughts. You're standing in front of Hashem. So therefore, a person has to pause before he starts davening. And therefore, you don't just daven to get it done with. And one time I asked somebody after davening, how was your davening? He says, I don't know. How was your davening? I davened. I said the words, you know. Right? So that's an accomplishment. That's one answer. But how's your davening? I mean, did you feel that you were able to be mechaven? Did you able to focus? Did you able to talk to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Did you feel you were able to express your interests, your needs? Rambam says you need to pause. So logically, Sidur Shadim waited an hour. Luckily, the minimum amount, it says a very minimum amount the person has to wait. The person walks in the door. He should not start davening as soon as he walks in the door. He should walk in. It's two doors worth, the Gemara says, and then you can start davening. It means you cannot start davening immediately you walk in the door. You walk in, you pause for a moment, and then you start davening. That's the minimum that would be required in this halacha. So the Rambam seems to understand the Chassidim Rishonim, what they did was they waited an hour. We should wait a shorter time. But that the kavanah, there's a requirement of kavanah which is necessary, that the Rambam agrees that the Chassidim Rishonim seems to have this kavanah, and we're into it as well. And what is this kavanah? Not pure shemilas, but Omer lifnei Hashchina, your mom is talking to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's tefillah. And the context of the Rambam says you cannot daven unless you're ready to do this. And the Rambam did not mention anything about Ovis. So, like the Mishnah points out, the Rambam didn't mention Ovis over here. Like, why didn't he mention Ovis? So it's interesting. The next page, page 10, the Rambam Perek Yud says, "Mishi spalav lo kivin asliba yachshav yispalav b'kavana b'kivin asliba b'bracha rishona shuv enon sora." We have kavana the first bracha, k'zun tehet. So, like the Mishnah is saying, why the Rambam mentioned Ovis? He didn't mention Ovis. It took him six more parakim to mention Ovis, but he mentioned Ovis. So, what exactly is the what's bothering the Lechem Mishnah? Okay, so apparently the Mishnah feels that if the Rambam did not mention it here in Perek Dalet, it's because there's something going on over here in Perek Dalet which he's not relying on Perek Yud. There's something over here which he's saying is not limited to Ovis. He says, and where did he get that from? And it's a good question. We only know one Gemara when the Gemara says clearly that what's Ma'akev, and the Gemara says Lamed Alam Bey is Ovis. As long as you have Kavanah the first bracha, everything else is fine. So we're confused in the Rambam. So Rav Chaim comes along on page 11 and 12. Ray brings the question, and the first prayer card brings the question. The Rambam sounds like he's saying this is the Kavanah all of Shemoneh Esrei. And I'm pointing out to you, it's not just from the language, the lack of saying anything, but from the context of the whole parak, it's very clear the Rambam is saying this is Halacha, which applies to all Shemoneh Esrei, the same way Kisi Erva and Taras Mokram Hatfila and all those things apply to all Shemoneh Esrei. The Kavanah Zalev applies to all Shemoneh Esrei. And the Gemara says you must feel confident that you can do that, otherwise you may not daven. Right? I would maybe suggest that a person, I don't know what their travel was like, but 3 days to have Kavanah in Ovis probably did not take 3 days. The Kavanah in all Shemoneh Esrei, people have spent their whole life trying to do that. Right? So, to get have Kavanah, just Ovis, you know, they needed 3 days for that. The 3 days is because you needed Kavanah for all of Tefillah. So Rambam sounds like it's all of Tefillah, but Lech HaMashiach is right. Why all of Tefillah? Why not just the first bracha? So that's the first paragraph. So he basically restates the question. When Nir Leimer, second paragraph in the shaded part of the reply, two lines on the bottom. The Trey Gavli Kavanas Yesh Betfila. There are two different types of Kavanah Tfila. Ha'achas Kavanah Shal Pirish Adwarim. So there's one which is knowing what the words mean. If you say that he didn't Kavanah, and that's the regular law that we call what we refer to as Kavanah. Right? Vishenis Shechav and Sheliv Oymed Betzil Lifnei Hashem. And there's another one which means, like the Rambam says in Perek Dalet, immediately Lifnei Hashem. Kibavur Bedar Perek Dalet Shom, Mai Kavana, Shivan Asliba Mikol Machshavas, Yira Atzva Kilo Oymed Lifnei Hashchin. When here the Kavana Zu Eino Midin Kavana, Rakshi Mi Etzim Mai Satfila. Zotru Chaim, I want to explain the Rambam in the following way. There is a new halacha called Kavana. Daven, you know, we want you to daven with Kavana. So that phrase means there's davening and there's with kavanah. It's like a second. It's a cherry on top. You know, you have the davening, you have the cherry on top, called kavanah. All right. So zok Reb Chaim, that's that halacha pirsha milas. But the word daven, before I get to the with kavanah, not the cherry on top. But what does the word daven mean? Menir the kavanah zo enemy did kavanah. It's not this extra nice thing. Rachu etzem ma'isat tefila. It's the definition of the act of tefila. That's not called davening. I'm saying words. I'm talking to a wall. I'm not talking to Hashem. That's not called davening. So now Chazal said the davening is all of 19 brachas. So you know you got to daven. You know there's another halacha called kavana. Oh, good. What the words mean? Okay, that's ma'akev in the first bracha. So I come to the second bracha, the fourth bracha, Shon Esrei. I come to the third bracha, I says, I talk Kodesh. I don't know what the word Kodesh means. I don't know Hashem is holy. What does holy mean? There's Muvdol and Mufresh. I don't know what the word means. He's holy. I'm not sure exactly what the holiness is. What are we saying about Hashem? I don't know what the word means. No problem. But I know I'm talking to Hashem and I'm praising Hashem. I don't know what exactly what I'm saying. And, you know, what does Deya Bina Mahaskal mean? I don't know. Right? I heard a shir on it, you know, for 45 minutes, and now I'm so confused. I have no idea what Deya Bina Mahaskal means. I have no Deya Bina Mahaskal. Now what do I do? Right? So I know what the Pirsha Milas is. But I know I'm talking to Hashem. Okay, good, no problem. All right? But if you don't know you're talking to Hashem, so what are you doing? You're talking to a wall. That's not tefillah. I'm talking to a book. I'm reading a book, you know, so that's very nice, you know. All right? Ain libe poni. So he says, who beklal misasek? The ain boy din mais. So that goes under the umbrella of something called misasek. Lakein makevas kamanas ubechol tefillah. An act which is not done properly with the awareness of what you're doing is called misasik. So the example which the halacha gives, we gave an example in the introduction. If a person sees Shabbos, And one of the malachas in Shabbos is kosher to reap something, to cut something off from the place where it's growing. So to the act of harvesting. So to cut it off from its source of sustenance. Person believes that this stalk is detached. He as far as he understands, this stalk is not detached, and it's very long, it's in his way, and he wants to cut it in half. Right? So he has no intent. He clearly has intent to cut the thing. He wants to cut it. But he has no intent to be kosher because he doesn't believe it's attached. And it turns out it is attached. So he did the kosher. He did the malach of ksira. But he had no intent for the malach of ksira. So the Morris says he wasn't osake. He wasn't acting. He wasn't involved in ksira. But misasek, it occurred. So that's called misasek. So over here, I'm not being osik in tefillah. I'm not talking to my creator. It came out, the words came out. You know, it's something which looks like tefillah, smells like tefillah, right? But it ain't tefillah. That's misasek. If it's not tefillah, you can't daven half a shemoneh esrei. You know, I'm going to daven the first four brachas and just stop. Walk away. You can't do that. So you need to daven all 19 brachas. It's not called davening. Kilo Makam Shay Misasik did a clone spell of cloud, Kilo Dilig Milasel, you skip the words. Lovadai, Dlinyan Etzim Atfila call you test brochas ma'akvin. So that's gonna apply to all of the 19 brochas. Rahekashim Mechavi Umakr Maisov, Yudea Shu Oimid Tfila. I know I'm talking to Hashem. El Shaino Yudea Pirish at the border. I don't know what the words mean. She said, "Din Masuyim Rak Betfila Levad." This is a special halacha. You know, I take a lulav. I have no idea exactly what to know. Up that means, down means, right, left. I don't know what it does. The Kabbalistic concept. I have no idea. No problem. Right? Just take a lulav, do the shakes, and you're wonderful. Right? What is it? How does it work? You know, I push a button on the computer. I have no idea how it works, but it works. I don't need to understand how it works to accomplish what the computer is supposed to accomplish. I push the button, and wow, out comes this major printing. I don't know. Explain it. Can't explain it. What does it do? I have no idea what it did, but it works. So, same thing over here. Shmonesse, there's another halacha, pirsha milas. Special halacha. I need to know what it means. Okay, that the Gemara tells me that's Bezehu derayir v'sugya the brachas af lamadal mispel sarach shichav v'nasibah b'chol ha-brachas v'en yoch l'chav v'nasibah b'kulun yichav v'b'achas mehen omer reb chista omer reb safra mishum rechad me rebi be'ovis. Okay, so round one. So Reb Chaim took this Rebbeinu Yair, as it were. Reb Chaim does not bring any source for these two dinim of kavanah. He does not bring any source, but we're going to suggest. And I sort of set you up for this. I was mashachad you, right? Sharkad with Rebbeinu Yair. We already saw Rebbeinu Yair sent two different elements of kavanah, right? So we would assume for now that the source for the second din of kavanah is the mission, the beginning of Alam and Rebbeis. Which says the Reb Chaim never says that. The Rambam never says. The Rambam doesn't say sources anyway. But the Reb Chaim says the logic behind it is because otherwise it's a misasik. So what's unique about the Chassidim Rishonim? They waited an hour to do this. They spent an hour beforehand. We may, you know, we walk in the door, we pause for a moment, and at least we try and get that. But, you know, really, it would be proper to give yourself more time to do that. Okay, great. Then he adds a second point. In this first halacha kavana, which he called not be kavana, he called etzem ha-maisa, really there are two reasons. There's a rule that whenever you do a mitzvah, you need to do it with kavanah. Again, that applies in all of Shemoneh Esrei equally. It doesn't apply just to the first bracha. That's a regular halacha in all the mitzvahs. You know, let's say for argument's sake, you put on the tefillin, say, put on the shalrosh. Yeah, with kavanah. I didn't put on the shalrosh. I'm sorry. The mitzvah has to be done with kavanah, both parts of it. There's 19 parts of this, they'll have to be done with kavanah. That's a regular rule. Kashar mitzvah, the chol mitzvah, the kula tzricha kavanah, v'lo mehani kavanah miksasa, hachinam b'tvila, the kavasa, kula tzricha kavanah. Mitzvah shal pasuk ha-Rambam, to'abidin sh'yeda, sh'oimer li'tvili ma'akim b'chol ha-tvila kula. So since the Rambam understands, the mitzvah of tvila is talking to Hashem. So you have to be aware what you're doing. That's the din of mitzvah shal kavanah. There's a second halakha, you don't know what the words mean. Oh, that's the Rama says. So it comes out, so I have two reasons why this is going to be problematic. And the Rech Raim, you know, grapple with why the Rech Raim need both reasons. They give some cases where you'd have one without the other. Okay, so we have two kavanas. So like Zakr Chaim, halacha l'maisa. So Chaim holds, I have a Gemara Laman of Beis, I cannot start davening unless I feel confident that I can have kavana. Which kavana is that referring to? It's referring to this kavana that I'm talking to Hashem. And that is going to affect all the Shemoneh Esrei. If I feel that I can focus in during Shemoneh Esrei, that I'm talking to Hashem and all of the 19 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, I should daven. If not, I shouldn't daven. Okay? There's a second halacha. While I'm at it, I should know what the words mean. And that is ma'akim in the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei. And matter of fact, I don't have a Gemara Lamed Aleph Beis that I cannot daven without that. Because the Gemara never said that. The Gemara discusses the kavana of this immediately thing Hashem. Let's say I can be mechavan in the middle of Hashem, but I cannot be mechavan pirushin meals, even in the first bracha. May I daven? I don't know. The Lord didn't tell me. It's ma'akev. I have to do it again. But let's say, you know, should I argue? Why not? But, you know, I'll be yotz of this main halach of tefillah, the extra halach of the cherry on top. I won't have a cherry on top. The cherry on top is very important because you don't have the cherry on top, you have to do it again. But I'll do it once without it, because I can't do it again because I'm not going to accomplish more the second time either. I don't know what the words mean. So I can't be mechav and piercing mealless. But I know that I'm talking to Hashem and the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Can I daven? So Rechaim, the next paragraph says yes. Big Kiddush. That's a big kula that Rechaim is adding. He's adding a chumrah. Tremendous chumrah. Because, you know, according to Rechaim's criteria, that you have to have kavanah in all 19 brachas, that you're standing in front of Hashem and your mind shouldn't be wandering and doing anything else anywhere in the bracha. I don't know about you, but probably, you know, for myself, I, you know, come to Shemaim, Rishon, I davened, you know, three times a day. The Rishon says, no, you didn't. It says maybe once or twice in your life, you know, like you daven, you know, right? But he also gave you a kula that you're allowed to daven, but not without kavanah pirush milus, because that's not what the Mora is referring to. Okay, so that's Reb Chaim. Do we live with Reb Chaim or not? Where does the standard halacha, Reb Chaim shot in the realm, the standard halacha, is it accepted or not? So Tosis came along, was bothered by the Mora on Lamed Aleph Beis and the Mora on Lamed Aleph Beis. No shaykhis. The more laman of a beis is referring to the kavana of the mishnah laman of a beis. Also, this kavana of focusing on this the mita lifnei Hashem, that's a requirement which you must have, you must estimate before you start. Pirush hamilus is a different gemara. It's a more laman of a beis, which some of us. So Tosfos is bothered. How did two gemaras shtim? They don't have to shtim according to Reb Chaim. According to the Rambam, they don't have to shtim. So you see from Tosis, who's bothered by the question, and Tosis says, you're going to have to explain the Mora and Lamed Aleph Beis in the context of the Mora and Lamed Aleph Beis, or the other way around, the Mora and Lamed Aleph Beis in the context of the Mora and Lamed Aleph Beis. When you make your estimation, you estimate based on Ovis, and that's it. That's not true according to Reb Chaim. You estimate based on all of 19 brachas. According to Tosis, you estimate based on one bracha. That's not like Reb Chaim. So Tosis is not accepting this idea of the Reb Chaim, but there's this other kavana which affects all of the 19 brachas, and that's the one that you must estimate before you start. Tosis says not like that. So we have a Tosis who says not like that. Okay. What about the Rebbeinu Yonah? The Rebbeinu Yonah is the one that introduced these two kavanas. So the next page in 13, we have Rebbeinu Yonah. The Gemara Lama Dalla Mabeis. The Chavos Levi Filo Ba'achos Mehen, Omer of Safra, Mishum Chad Debe Rebbe Ami, Ba'ovis. Okay, so the first part he says, don't say you can get to pick whichever bracha you want. It's after the first bracha. Fine. Now, about halfway through that paragraph, if the Rebbeinu Yonah agrees with Reb Chaim's pshat in the Rambam, why is he raising this question? This Gemara Lamed Aleph Aleph Beis. There's no shayfas Gemara Lamed Aleph Beis. That kavanah that you must estimate is referring to the 19 brachas and that kavanah of immediately lifnei Hashem, which the Rebbeinu Yonah said in the Mishnah. This kavanah, the Gemara says, the kavanah is libo. He's not talking about that. It's talking about pirush hamilus. And that's not discussing there's any estimation about that at all. Zot Rebbeinu Yonah, I remember Reynold Tsarfas, the Rabbani Tsarfas, the Tosis, the Gomer, Yochel Lachavanah is libo bachas, he's spelled him, and Allah is spelled. And he goes through and he quotes the Tosis. And he doesn't say he disagrees. So here we have the Rebbeinu Yonah saying the same as Reb Chaim, that there is two kavanas, and not accepting Reb Chaim's application to the two gemaras. So Rabbeinu Yonah is saying that this Kavana number one, Pir Shemila, the Kavana number two, Amidah Lifnei Hashem, both apply to Ovis. And that's it. So if you can get through the first Bracha Shemoneh Esrei, aware that you're talking to Hashem, and aware that you what the words mean, Zutahei, Yoytze Davening. I, after that you lost it totally, you went to Alaska and back. Right? No problem. But you weren't the middle of Hashem. You were busy climbing the Sierra Nevada. You know, you weren't the middle of Hashem. No problem. It's not Ma'akim. The first book is Ma'akim, and that's it. But that's Shkumas Karn the Rebbeinu Yonah also. So we have Tosfos and the Rebbeinu Yonah not accepting this shot. The Chinuch, page 14, Sefer Chinuch, which is very important to us, because the Chinuch follows the Rambam very religiously. The Chinuch follows the Rambam. He follows the Rambam almost all the time, and when he's arguing on the Rambam, he points out he's disagreeing with the Rambam. See, he explains mitzvah tefillah, and mitzvah imashi zironu b'sonu b'kavanas alev harbe b'tefillah. You have to b'kavanas alev a lot of it. Especially in the first bracha. This kavana, which the halacha says that if you don't have kavana, you must go back in the first bracha. The fiyah doima, it seems to me the pshat is shitan adam el liboy shithnei Hashem hum yispalo ve'lovu karve. So the kavana is the kavana that Rambam says in Perek Dalet, and he says that's the halacha which is ma'akev in the first bracha. Now like Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim's introduction that there's two kavanas. So he says, yes, the kavana that Rambam says in Perek Dalet, the kavana is midul b'nei Hashem. Yes, in the first bracha. And if you don't, in the first bracha, daven again. Rashi Rasei today. So he's not accepting the pshat in the Rambam that we're answering the steer between the two Gemara, two Rambams, Perek Dalet and Perek Yud, with this the Reb Chaim's mahalot. So on page 15, there's a beautiful piece from the Seder Mishnah.
Is the chenuch the same as the Reina?
I'm not sure, because the Rebbeinu Yonah might have both kavanas are relevant, and the chinuch only mentions Amidah Lifnei Hashem.
So the chinuch never mentions Pirush Amidah.
Never mentions Pirush Amidah.
Right,
it's directly with third opinion, correct. So there's a nice biographical note on the bottom of the Seder Mishnah. This is the son of the Machzis HaShekel, and the Seder was published. There's a letter from Kivager when he wrote to the son. It was published posthumously. And he wrote to the son, "Please put out your father's sefer. It's important. Sefer Klai Yisrael needs a sefer." So that's we're talking about somebody who Kivager didn't write a haskelma to, but some has a haskelma. Baruch Shem Chatzuman had a haskelma. There's like six or seven haskelmas in the front. Very chashuv a sefer. He suggests that if you look at the flow, the picture of the Rambam and Perikim. Dalet is just trying to give you the basic concepts of what things do not allow you to start davening. The application of where you have to go back, all of Perek Yud basically deals with the halachas when you're chayzer or not chayzer. So it's very clear that Rambam, the way he set it up, he wanted to tell you this halacha, but what stops you from starting davening is in Perek Dalet. When do you have to go back if you didn't have kavanah? That's a Perek Yud. It's not a kasher. Bechal is not a kasher. That's how he wants to answer the lechem mishnah kasher, etc. So that would be approached in the Rambam himself, but the Reb Chaim is not necessarily binding. Let's take it a little bit further. So we have the tour in Beis Yosef. This is going to be the foundation of halacha, then the Shulchan Aruch. So on page 16 and 17, we have the tour in Siman Tzadiches and the tour in Siman Kufala. So in Siman Tzadiches is where he brings a person should prepare his machshava. What does it mean? Yichavin liboy, tachon liboy lachshav esnecha. And what does it mean? Shechavin pirush hamila shemotzi b'svoso v'yachshav kilo shchinas shchina kenegdo. So that he puts both together. You have to know what you're saying and feel that you're talking to Hashem. She says something that you saw me. We are kavana b'yosir kol machshavas atardos asar shetishar machshavtoy v'kavana zaka b'tfilosim. Remove all distractions and focus that you're talking to Hashem. What you're saying. See, so combines the two things together. That's the tour in Siman Tzadiches. And then in Siman Kuf Aleph. Tanra bonam hispal tzar shechavim b'kol brachos. It's page 17. So the Torah says, quotes the Gemara on Lamed Aleph and Beis, and he says, "Remeni yochel chavan mechulin, the pachot yechavan novus. You can't be mechavan everything, be mechavan novus." Then he says something very, very strange. Domer belozer lo elam yomen adam asmim yochel chavan ba'avus yispalam and lavan yispalam. Then he quotes more on Lamed Aleph and Beis, and he adds the letter D, the Dalet. He adds the Dalet, D Omer. not ve'omer. That there is means this is that like Rabbi Lazar explained the halacha is set. Now, the Gemara, I just quoted the Gemara Lama Dalam and Beis, and I'm quoting now the Gemara Lama Dalam Beis, and I'm saying that Rabbi Lazar explained that halacha. He wasn't talking about the halacha Lama Dalam and Beis. What you see from the Torah, the Torah is accepting the Tosfos as pshat, that the two Gemaras go together, so compelling that he's felt comfortable to saying that the Gemara in Lama Dalam Beis is actually specifically referring to that. That's what it means. The Omer, that's what Rabbi Lazar said. When Rabbi Lazar said the words that a person should be Yomid, if or not, he's referring to Ovis, nothing else. Because otherwise the two Gemaras don't fit. So I'm forced to say, when the Rabbi Lazar said that, that's what he meant. That's what he meant, especially if you add the fact that Rabbi Lazar is referring to Rabbi Lazar Dalmar. We have the Gemara in Lama Dalam Beis is a Braisa. So the Bryce is already in place that's specifically referring to Ovis. And now Rabbi Lazar came along and said, Yom Adatzma, you should estimate, can you do it or not? He's referring back to the Bryce. We have no Gemara that says that. But Tosfos is so compelling to the Torah that he's garris the word De Omar. The Beis Yosef doesn't like that. He says, I understand the Pshat. Beis Yosef back in page 17, I'm not going to read it inside. Beis Yosef says, I understand why he did this. I understand why the two Gemaras, he's forced to accept Tosfos as Pshat. But the word De Omer is not, you can't say De. You can't write a Dalet, you write Vi. So I'm going to change the gears to Vi. But I'm accepting the Pshat. So now the Torah is accepting Tosfos. Again, we point out Tosfos is not like the Rambam, not like Rukhaim in the Rambam. And the Beis Yosef is accepting as well. So you get to Halotha. So on page 19, you get to the Halotha. It's hard to stay focused. Our minds wander. So daven again. I blew it the first time. All right, 50-50 chance I'm going to blow it a second time. What does kavanah mean over here? Sarsh yichavan, mishabura sifkat and beij, yichavan, how to pierce a milus. Okay, then he says, well, you know, pierce a milus, we should at least teach the people what the first bracha means, because it's ma'akev. Every holder, that's halach, etc. Why is that so important? Because obviously is the process of praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not proper that during that time you're saying the praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu when you're busy thinking of something else, etc. Okay. If you really feel you cannot have kavanah obvious, don't daven. Let's get at least the first bracha in place. Then he brings he says, nowadays, Dalin, Vidna, Kazal Chayodam, nearly the Kiman, Jimisada didn't serve last of the spallow, Akaponim, Nizra, Kadam, Shema Bracha to Hashem, but Shema Bracha, Yasser, Lord Melakay Abraham. The person said the first bracha, and he got the bracha to Hashem. He says, "You know what? I really didn't have kavanah." He says, "Go back. Start the lekay Abraham, lekay Yitzchak, lekay Yaakov. Start again." Mishabur says, "Pirsha milus." That the issue here, which we're dealing with, is pirsha milus. He does not mention this other kavanah of midah b'fnei Hashem. That doesn't say that's ma'akeh. The Shulchan Aruch does bring both of them in Siman Tzadiches. We're going to assume, like we said in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch on the next page brings. It's, I apologize for the size of the print for the people of my age who can't read such size. So you, if the Mekav and Pirsha Milus and Shechina Kenegdoi, and the others discuss Allah going back, that's not the topic of Siman Sadiches. And Siman Kufalov, he says, if you didn't have Kavanah Novus, go back. If not, not. If you had Kavanah Novus, everything is fine. So this concept which Reb Chaim is introducing, beautiful pshat in the Rambam, all right. It seems to be beautiful. It's very compelling in the Rambam, but it seems to be that the crisis is not accepted. The Ben Yonah is not accepted. The Torah, the Beis Yosef, is not accepted. Shulchan Aruch, Mishabur, is not accepted. So, Lach L'maisa, everybody say, we're going to come to Shemayim. I'm going to say, did I daven three times a day? Hopefully, the answer will be yes. Not like the Chaim, which is saying, that's davening. That's haste with davening. Hopefully, we'll be able to say yes. Okay. If you give me three more minutes, well, you're going to have to, whether you like it or not. But Reb Chaim's point is compelling. Reb Chaim's shot in the Rambam is compelling. There is this, what is tefillah? Tefillah is an act of immediately thinking Hashem, it's talking to Hashem. And how does it work? So I say, oh, you know, I remember one time I told a story. He says, a person came to him with a halacha shayla that he said Baruch Hu, started davening Maariv, and or he started davening, and then he came to him, he's holding the third bracha of benching. So he wants to know, what does he do now? Like, you know, he says, what happened was, you know, he put in the wrong tape. You know, the day of the tape recorders, he put in the wrong tape and started playing the wrong thing, you know. Like, you know, it's like, there is a monastery somewhere in Tibet which they don't play. They have a machine which they crank, and it says, makes sounds, and that's called tefillah. You know, that's how they pray. You know, just you put in a tape in a place, you know, put in the wrong tape. So, I mean, well, how does it work? You know, I had no idea talking to Hashem. I know what the words mean. Yeah, gevaldik yirtzeh. I mean, how do you understand that? So, I'm just going to give you a Gemara and a story. So, in the youth booklets which we made, we put a story in the back. I have a very close cover named Yechiel Spiro. Many people know his name. He has a touched by a story, touched by prayer, touched by kinnis, touched by whatever, you know, that's his. So everyone tells, he's from Cleveland, we're in Cleveland together, tells together. So I sent him a message last week, give me a story about tefillah. So he sent me, you know, three parshiyos worth of stories about tefillah. So, you know, the mazel is you pick the last story that you read. It's like after reading through about 18 stories, I get to the last story, so that's the story that I'm looking for. Okay, what's the story that I'm looking for? So he brings a story over there, a person named Getzel. The story was that there's a Nadvarna Chassid who stopped, he didn't want to daven anymore because he says, it's a waste of time. It doesn't go. It's a gatenisht. So the Rebbe stopped talking to him. So after a few days, the Rebbe says, why is Rebbe not talking to me? So he ignored him for a few days. So I'll tell you why. There's a story of a person named Getzel. Getzel was a phenomenal musician. He was a composer. He made beautiful music. He used to compose songs in praise of the king, etc. The king loved hearing Getzel's music. Getzel passes away, and his son is a very talented musician, but he cannot compose any songs. So he didn't play any music. The king calls him and says, why aren't you playing any music? He says, I can't compose anything. He says, no. Just play the music of your father and his compositions, and I'll enjoy it, because I enjoy those compositions. Just play it, and that's good enough. And that's all I want you to do, is just play those compositions, and I'll accept that. That is if the praises are coming in as they were before. That's the story that the Rebbe told. That's the mashal the Rebbe told this chassid. So there's a fascinating Gemara. I'm not going to do the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, and based on that, there's a Shabbali Aleket, this is one of the Rishonim, and there's a biographical note to him as well, who he is. The Shabbali Aleket says there's a concept called Stoma Lishma. So the Gemara applies this to Karbonis. That a karbona, the more it goes to the whole list of karbonas a person is supposed to have when he brings the korban, the shita, etc. But the more it says, you know what? If you don't have any karbonas, it still works. As long as you don't have the wrong karbona, it still works. Why? Because stama lishma, a korban is by the mere fact it's been designated as a korban. When you shecht it, it acts what a korban is supposed to do. You set in place the reality of a korban, and it has all the power of a korban, whether you think or not. So the Shemuel Eket says that's what Shemuel Nesri does. The Nefesh HaChaim says this idea. He says the Anshei Chesed Gedolah created, the Mor says, the Tefillas Keneged Karbonis. So in the same way you can inject into a Karbon by saying the word, this is Kodesh Lashem, it gets all of the things that Karbon is supposed to do, whether you have Karbon afterwards or not. It's automatic. It's Tamal Yishma. The nature of a Karbon is automatically that it's what it does, what it's supposed to do. So the Nefesh HaChaim in Perek Aleph, in Char Aleph, says that the Anshei Chesed Gedolah put into Shemuel Nesri everything it has to do. This is the father of Getzel. He put all the beautiful compositions, etc. Your job is just play the music. Just play the music. There's a concept of Stama Lishma by Shimon Esrei as well. That's what the Shibboleth Lekhet is Mechadosh. It's Meshunah the Kachidish, but at least an approach would address this of Misasek. And the final piece over here, I'm not going to do inside, the Chazon Ish, in his notes to the Ruch Chaim, Chazon Ish says that we're not really Misasek. We have a some level, a subconscious level, at least awareness that we're talking to Hashem. We know that we're talking to Hashem when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore we're not a misasik. That's kids that we had kavana, and obviously they're all trying to bend over backwards to save us all from Gehenna, right? That, you know, like, do you daven your life? Never daven my life. You know, like, you know, what are you supposed to do? Okay, so that is the what I wanted to share with you. I think it's. We hope that we've introduced you to by learning through the sugyas and by learning through these concepts, introduced to the halakhic process of trying to understand what kavana is. It's not just nice. It's a nice flowery thing called kavana. It's a halakha with sugyas, with gemaras, we saw some beautiful concepts of what it means, and we're trying to at least at some level fulfill that. Hopefully we'll fulfill that even more. And again, the person which we feel that this day is Lima Nishmosa, the Lima is Yehuda ben Yeshua Levi, the person passed away at 100 years old, a person who was spent much of his life working on this process of tefillah that should be an act of amida lifnei Hashem. Okay, at this point, Rabbi Lapiansky is going to share a few words.